This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1829. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded June 9th, Albania, Argentina, Armenia, Bermuda, Bhutan, Bougainville, Burundi, Colombia, Equatorial Guinea, France, Greece, India, Iran, Italy, Korea North, Malaysia, Netherlands, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, Saudi Arabia, Solomon Islands, Spain, Sudan, Turkey, Uganda, USA, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The QSL card design we usually see from Radio Tirana, Albania, is a drawing of a woman in native dress. However, this week we've had reports of two other designs being received, so perhaps it would pay to ask for these in particular if you already have the native dress one. In Rusty X, Konstantin Asiyev in Kursk reports in OpenDX that the German service at 1930 to 20 UT on 7465 QSL with a card showing the antennas at the Shizhak transmitter site. Of course, the German service of Radio Tirana has a separate listeners club which may have been involved in this. And in shortwave bulletin, Krister Brunström in Sweden reports getting a new QSL card for 7465 featuring the Albanian football team taking part in the European Football Championships this year. But something strange about the German broadcast at 1930 on 7465. It seems that some listeners reported hearing the sounds of gunfire during that transmission, which seemed to be anomalous. As for the English broadcast to North America at 0130 on 9854.945, June 5th, there were a lot of problems keeping the transmitter on the air. It kept cutting on and off, but finally at 0141 stayed on in time for some nice folk music toward the end of the broadcast after 0147. An earlier report said RAI Argentina was expanding its English broadcast from 5 days a week to seven, starting in June. However, the first weekend in June, we checked in the North American evening and found that the Radio Nacional Spanish relay frequency, 15343.91, was still on the air at 0136 rather than the external service frequency, 11710.6. Bruce Cotty in New Hampshire updates us on the status of medium wave in Bermuda. He says, I emailed inquiries to some radio contacts regarding 1160 BBC and 1280 BBN relays. And I received this June 5th from Ed, VP9GE. I'm listening to 1160 right now. It's alive and well, not sure for how long. 1280 is sponsored, I believe, by a local church group. No sign that it will cease in the near future. Bermuda Broadcasting Company, three AM stations have transitioned to FM. There was also a report that the Bermuda Broadcasting Company was restoring BBC broadcasts on 1160. That was published 5 months ago without actually mentioning the frequency. It may actually have referred to FM. Bhutan's all-night broadcast, which a number of DXers caught on May 27th on 6035, appears to have been a one-off, as it's not been reported overnight since. However, about their normal scheduling and audibility in California, Ron Howard says, since my anomalous reception of PBS Yunnan China on the same frequency June 4th, staying on later, they have not had another day with an extended sign-off of nonstop Western classical music. So once again, as of June 7th, after Yunnan closed, Bhutan had 6035 to itself after 1204, and it was still on the air at 1234. Another station, no longer with an extended schedule on its day frequency, was NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea. Ron Hart says on June 3rd, he was hearing 6020 until it suddenly went off at 0642. and their night frequency, 3325, was not audible quite that early, but on June 5th, he was hearing it at 1219 for another weekly edition of Island Praise, the Caribbean gospel music show from Florida. On June 6th, however, he was hearing it as early as 0930. Here's a new target broadcast, perhaps even clandestine, for Burundi. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria noted a registration in HFCC for 18 to 19 UT on 15480 via Madagascar. On June 4th, he was hearing this broadcast with an identification in French as Radio Publique Africaine, but he believes it's actually being transmitted from the Issoudun, France site and is in Kirundi, French, and Swahili. And the next day, June 5th, the language segments were as follows. From 18 to 1825 in Kirundi, 1825 to 1848 in French, and Swahili started at 1848, but it was dead air after that. Wolfgang Büschel also noted that he tuned in too late at 1849 just to hear the open carrier. In ADX, Patrick Robich in Austria says the program in Kirundi identified as Humura Burundi. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain was hearing it well, mostly in French, on June 6th. I tried to hear it on June 8th, and there was absolutely no propagation. Manuel Mendez in Spain says, after weeks without hearing it, Al Caravan Radio, Puerto Lleras, Colombia, was again being heard June 3rd at 0500 on 5910, with a joint ID with its sister station, La Voz de Tu Conciencia, on 6010, which may have also come back, but not quite so certain of that. The next night, I was also hearing Al Caravan, June 4th at 0542, with the nice tropical music they play. It was 39 hertz above 5910 on that occasion. And June 5th at 0127, it was 15 hertz above 5910. Here's another anomaly which can make DXing exciting if you're on your toes and in contact with other DXers. Radio Nacional Bata, Equatorial Guinea, 5005, stayed on the air later than usual on June 2nd. Manuel Mendes in Spain was hearing it at 1903 UT, which apparently is late, even though it seems rather early to us, and it kept on going. Others were hearing it on and on into the Euro-African evening. Tudor Vidiano in Romania was hearing it at 2218 with a fair signal. And once Dan Robinson reminded me, it was still going much later. He was hearing it at 0100 UT, June 3rd, and an hour later I tuned in and could detect it, although there was a lot of storm noise on the frequency around 0200. And Dan was again hearing it at 0300, so apparently they never turned off their transmitter that night. Not clear why. Although, he says, they were mentioning in Spanish that they're broadcasting to or being heard in various places around the world. It remains to be heard what this occasion was, if any, and I'm wondering if it was a deliberate DX test. Although Radio France International has only 1 hour of shortwave broadcasts in English from its own station, it's an interesting one, and Susan Owensby, who runs the program called The Sound Kitchen, has posted on the RFI website a lot about what that station is doing. There is, in fact, an RFI Listeners Club. Sound Kitchen appears every Saturday at 0615 UT on 13725 and several other times if you're not listening to shortwave. They also have a weekly quiz with some prizes, but you have to listen to that segment as the quiz question is not available on the website. ShortwaveService.com, one of the low-power German stations relaying other broadcasters, arranged an additional service for listeners in Asia. They wrote on their Facebook page via Mark Terry that on Sunday, June 5th, Radio Northern Ireland would be broadcast on 17560 via Armenia at 10 to 10:30 UT, 100 kilowatts at 100 degrees. In the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says he heard them with their Lincolnshire Poacher interval signal signing on at 1000. It was weak but clear. I suppose that may have been a one-off, but some other relays like that may be further announced on short notice. The Voice of Greece is normally on 9420 in our North American evenings and sometimes also 9935. But on June 4th and 5th at least, after midnight in 01 UT, they were on 11645 instead of 9935. Not coming in as well here, but in deep summer it might work to some other targets staying on the air all night. At least there's more frequency diversity than using two 9 megahertz channels, only 515 kilohertz apart, so always check all three frequencies. After 05 UT, 11645 is normally in use, but it may have some problems, as I'll mention later. In Deneb Radio DX via Rusty X, Dmitry Kutuzov in Ryazan, Russia, reports hearing All India Radio's Russian service May 27th at 16:15 to 17:15, which is on 9595, 11620, and 15140. He heard them mention that they are developing their website and will soon be broadcast on the Internet, and further transmission on shortwave will be terminated. And another report about this via Rusty X says, work on the improvement and expansion of the Russian language section of the site is still underway. Meanwhile, via Alokesh Gupta on DX India, All India Radio is launching a Bangla service, according to a story in Hindustan Times of June 2nd. You might think they already had one, but this special Bangla service, Akashvani Maitri, is to launch on June 28th. It's via one of the megawatt transmitters near Kolkata, which will surely cover Bangladesh well. A later report from Joe Jacobs says it will be only on 594 kilohertz. Filed under International Vacuum, Kenneth Vidotsiki in Michigan reports on hearing some English broadcasts via satellite, which you can't really hear on shortwave. It's Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west. He was hearing the European program, as they call it, of Saudi Arabia Broadcasting. But their IDs were rather incomplete. However, from the content, he knew that's what it was. He says you'd think getting an ID would be easier on the birds, but not so much. They had a program about Islamic etiquette, mostly about eating, and a story time, reading a book about the Alaskan wilderness, a family guide about bullying. This started at 0230 UT on May 28th. He checked again at 0329 when they did actually mention Saudi Arabia. He says the quality was 60%. And decoding the QPSK MPEG-2 signal was flawless. And then after that, he tuned to 12.184 gigahertz on the same satellite and heard World Service 7. That was the digital data ID, but it was actually Iran's IRIB English radio. They had a lot of IDs as FM 91.5 and the familiar voice of your heart, IRIB. And they mentioned a hearty breakfast from all of us. At 0323, they said, here is Tehran English Radio, played their interval signal, and Voice of Justice, mentioning Hotbird satellite frequencies, but not this one, FM 91.5, and they still claim to be on shortwave for North America, 7325 and 9710, but they are not. This was 56% quality with Voice of Justice programming, and the signal was also decoding well. Between 0315 and 325 UT, May 28th. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio number 1829. We also provide a website with more and more information archived through the years, as well as the very latest DX and station news, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Ron Howard in California, who sent a check in the mail in U.S. dollars on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Although it never or hardly ever reaches North America with its very low power, the Italian station Marconi Radio International announces its schedule of broadcasts for the month of June on three different frequencies, 1730 to 1830 UT on 13960, 1915 to 2015 on 15070, and 2045 to 2145 on 7700, all of them upper sideband. And the dates are Wednesdays, June 8th, 15th, 22nd, and June 30th, which is a Thursday, so I'm wondering if that is correct. Anyhow, I tried to hear it on June 8th on the two higher frequencies with no luck at all. But propagation during the daytime from Europe to here has been very poor lately with abysmal solar flux. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria keeps track of the frequent frequency shifts of some North Korean clandestines, which we guess are simply to confuse or avoid the jammers. And quite possibly, by now, these have changed again, but as of early June, three of these stations for North Korea, all of them transmitted via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, were observed as follows. Voice of Wilderness at 1330 to 1530 was on 7615, replacing 7610, replacing 7615 before that. Then Voice of Martyrs at 1530 to 17 UT, on 7505, replacing 7510, which replaced 7520. And North Korea Reform Radio at 2030 to 2130 on 7595, replacing 7505, which replaced 7510. Dan Sheedy in California reports hearing once again the Limbang FM relay instead of YFM, WAI, which is normally the program carried from and to Sarawak via RTM in Peninsular Malaysia on 11665. The Limbang FM relay is Mondays and Thursdays only for half a sesquihour starting at 13:15. And he was hearing it on June 2nd. I was trying to hear 11665 with any programming on June 8th at 12:35, and it was missing, although the only other Malaysian shortwave frequency remaining was still well audible, the other Sarawak service on 9835. The mighty KBC contracted only 1 hour, UT June 5th, via now in Germany, 9925, starting at midnight UT. But Richard Langley in New Brunswick says they announced that from the following weekend they would be back to a two-hour broadcast. We're sorry to learn from New Zealand DX Times that David Rickwish suffered a stroke in early May and has been undergoing treatment and rehabilitation. You may know his name as the person who has been publicizing his Radio Heritage Foundation. Their website appears to have stopped for the moment, although other people are involved. Ron Howard in California notes that One Talk Radio Light, Papua New Guinea, has not been heard for a while. It had been 50 hertz below 7325. The frequency was clear June 3rd at 0905, but nothing to be heard. And others confirm this situation around June 3rd and 4th. Craig Seeger and Rob Wagner in Australia, Brian Clark in New Zealand, and Bruce Churchill in California says he heard it for the final time May 24th after 0800. As of June 7th, Huffington Post reported, clashes erupt after Papua New Guinea police opened fire on student protesters. As many as four people were killed and a dozen more wounded. Did you hear about that anywhere else? Ron Howard forwards this news and, of course, was listening with special attention to PNG stations if there would be any special coverage of this. And indeed there was, such as Bougainville on 3325. June 8th from 0803 to 1103, including some impassioned and animated speeches from Parliament mentioning university student unrest. NBC Madang was on 3260. The news at 0900 had some items about this. It pays to keep an ear on 9545, a frequency just about exclusively for SIBC Solomon Islands. It's nominally their daytime frequency instead of 5020 at night. However, June 2nd at 0700 UT, I was up late following completion of last week's World of Radio, so I tuned around and was very pleased to find an S9 signal, fading to S7, with a commercial in English on exactly 9545. Then there were national news headlines and news in detail about the Solomon Islands, including some clips, and an ID at 0708 as news from the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation, SIBC, and Honiara. Then they repeated the headlines at 7:14 and followed that with lengthy weather forecasts for different islands. I then had to go to bed, but I was awake again too early at 11:31, and it was still going on 9545 when it would normally be on 5020. The next night, checking at 0600 UT, June 3rd, 9545 was already off the air. But June 8th, I checked at 0600, and there it was again, still running late. However, on that hour, they were playing music rather than news. Although propagation from Europe may be poor, one frequency which ought to be making it is Spain's broadcast to North America on 17855, starting at 18 UT on weekdays, earlier on weekends. However, June 5th, I was not hearing any signal at all, although the other three channels were audible, even though they're aimed at other targets. Again on June 8th, I was not hearing 17855. However, back on June 5th, it had come on when I rechecked at 2131. On June 7th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria found Radio Dabanga for Sudan, 5 kilohertz away from its usual frequency, 11650. Until sign-off at 0557, it was on 11645. That's the transmitter site, Vatican, relaying it, parallel to Germany on 13800. And he wonders if it's a change or just a mistake. Well, I suspect it's a deliberate shift to avoid the jammer which Sudan has been putting on 11651 or slightly higher, making a constant heterodyne against Dabanga. In fact, they did the same thing before, I think, on the 15 megahertz band, and the jammer never caught on to the 5 kilohertz shift. So Dabanga wound up in the clear, so perhaps that will continue. But there's a little problem here, as I alluded to earlier, as Greece is also using 11645 sporadically during this time period. So there's likely to be a head-on collision between those. Here's another leapfrog mixing product, this one from Turkey. Wolfgang Büschel forwards his discussion in the DARC Bandwatch Intruder Alert, first reported by another Wolfgang, June 3rd at 1835 on 10110, Voice of Turkey, parallel to 9460 in Turkish. Wolfgang Büschel explains, it's a leapfrog over another transmitter at the same site on 9785, the service in English at 1830. Bruce Churchill in California thinks the Ugandan missionary station Radio Dynamis may be active again on 4750. He was listening via the remote receiver in Brisbane, Australia. It was actually 50 hertz below that frequency. It was getting a carrier from 1855 UT on June 6th and thinks that may have been what it was. Their nominal sign-off time is 1920. The other 4750 stations are normally off the air, including China after 1735. Here's some recommended reading, another article by Dan Robinson, former senior White House correspondent at the Voice of America. It's titled The Great Cleanup Act at the BBG. It appears on the blog of uscpublicdiplomacy.org as of June 7th. And also in the new DX Listening Digest, number 16-22, when published via worldofradio.com. Now a correction to an item last week about the VOA Bengali service adding two shortwave transmissions. Kim Elliott at VOA says there was no resumption of VOA Bangla on shortwave. That service does not know anyone named Anish Lalit, and it's unlikely anyone at VOA Bangla would refer to it as Bengali. It does continue at 16 to 17 UT on Thailand medium wave only, 1575. Well, I did think it was a bit odd to get this message coming from an Outlook address, but it did display the VOA logo. What's the point of such a prank? Starting Thursday evenings in North America, the mainstream channel of ACB Radio, the American Council for the Blind, a webcasting service, has been broadcasting World of Radio for many years, and this service repeats every few hours. The repeat cycle had been 4 hours, but now I see in June it's been reduced to every 3 hours for this and all their other programming. The program schedule on their website is given in Eastern Time without specifying whether it's standard or daylight, but of course currently it should be Eastern Daylight Time, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays and then repeated every 3 hours. So converting that properly to UT, the times for World of Radio on ACB Mainstream should now be 01, 04, 07, 10, 13, 16, 19, and 22 UT. However, Tim Hendel in Alabama, who likes to listen to World of Radio via ACB Mainstream, says last week he was hearing it an hour later than that. So further checks are needed. Another article with food for thought you might want to look up led to quite a discussion on the ABDX group, titled Voice Recognition Technology Will Kill All Things Considered. Here's what will take its place. It appeared in Slate.com in early June. Rodney Johnson in Nevada says, I haven't heard from Republic of Yemen Radio on 11860 on spot checks between 13 and 15 UT for over a week as of June 2nd. Propagation has been less than optimum. Perhaps the circuit is just out of season now. That's the one which is believed to be relayed by Saudi Arabia and by somewhere else, or at least by two different transmitters. I agree. It's no longer the big signal that used to provide in our mornings during that time period. I do get a trace of it. I assume that's what it is around 0100 on 11860. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSE is peaking at 15 and 5 on June 17th. Solar flux rising from 82 June 10th to a peak of only 90 June 15th to 20th. And that's World of Radio 1829. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.